Right there. Bonnie Gani, everyone. This is Professor Amin Ra, Professor Emeritus, California State University of Long Beach, and also former city councilman for the city of Compton, California, and former school board member for the Compton Unified School District in California, as well as I was on the Board of Trustees for the Compton College Board of Trustees. I want to welcome you, along with my co-host, Brother Historian Joe Henrich, a longtime educator for the Linwood and Compton Unified School District, the first head varsity football coach for the Linwood Unified School District, and a longtime studier of our history in the Netaru as well as Ma'at, and one that just brings a wealth of knowledge and activism with him. We want to welcome also our host and the one that provides this platform, Brother Rashiki Maskani, for providing us this space on his platform to speak truth to the people, have courageous questions and in-depth thought with regards to the effects of Black people, along with Brother Mashinda, who just shared some very important information about what's going on in the Deep South, especially Louisiana, with regards to the conservative MAGA white right wing. Government that is just diluting Black incentives for any aspirations. So we're going to get started this evening with a fundamental question. You know, this, first of all, should Black people participate? What are they thinking about in participating in this election? Should they vote for Biden or Trump or What should they do with regards, and what are you hearing? There's a concept out that a large percentage of Black people are supporting Trump, and the white wing MAGA had put out the AI artificial intelligence pictures of Trump being with Black people, and they're admitting that these are all AI fundamental things that are presented from that perspective of just trying to get Blacks to support Trump. So we hope that you will share any thoughts that you have. But we're going to start with you, Mashinda. What are you hearing about Black people voting for Trump, or do you think we should vote for Biden? Or what are you hearing about this coming November from your standpoint, if you've heard anything?
Well, you know, back to what I originally alluded to just a while ago. I mean, it appears that people aren't politically conscious. Mm-hmm. So they're not really politically involved. You know, now you have the people that are the seasoned veterans, mm-hmm. that are 80 years old, 90 years old, 100 years old, maybe, and then 70 years old and 60 years old, mm-hmm. There, and even the 50 year olds, you know, they're, you know, I think they're somewhat politically conscious. Those folks, you have some that you hear conversation about. Well, I don't know anybody that straight up said I'm voting for Trump, you know, and what that reminds me of is kind of like the white folks that I work with. You know, what happens is they're not going to tell you who they're supporting, you know, and they'll smile in your face and, you know, and all the things that are going on and what have you. But no matter what, you know, Trump has a backing. And I think my take on it is I think that the ones that follow social media and, you know, that's looking for something else to do, they're going to support Trump. You know, they, you know, people. You know, you're going to have your supporters of Trump. As far as Biden goes, I think the majority of the Black people and the Democrats in Louisiana, you know, well, I can't say that. I can't say the Democrats in Louisiana, the white Democrats, because white Democrats vote for Republican governors. You know, so that this is a tricky state here where you have a lot of Democrats. But when it comes to your senators and your governor, they vote for Republicans. It's obvious, you know, they did have a Democratic governor this last the term before la this before this guy got installed in January. But so now that we have a presidential campaign on the horizon in a few months, we got the general election will be at the end of the year. You know, it's kind of hard to say who's voting for who because people keep that close to their chest. You know, just like the white folks do at work, things that go on, you know, major things that may happen, things Trump may say that are stupid, they or even with Biden for that fact, you know, if he says something or whatever, we don't, I don't hear that conversation. I guess it's because I'm at work, but still, when there's certain other things, people will speak on it, but it's kind of like they're going to keep it quiet. But the majority of the black people are going to vote for, probably vote for Biden. Just because, you know, they're yellow dog Democrats, you know, they're gonna vote Democrat. Like they say, they'll vote for a yellow dog before they vote for a Republican, you know. And so that's the old saying, you know. So but as far as the voter out, you know, the voter participation, we have a very low voter turnout here. I think he had like 29% in the governor race or something like that. You know, it's beyond belief. It's beyond, well, I won't call it pathetic because, you know, some people don't believe in voting and I'll leave that. I'll respect their wishes, you know, because everybody have a right to do whatever they want to do. However, when things go down, I hope they don't go whining about what's going down, you know, because they are doing a full court press at the local level. We mean in the governor, you know, what I just explained a while ago. They're changing laws and they get ready to have a constitutional convention. If people don't know what that is, that means they're about to rewrite the Constitution. They say we have a archaic old constitution. I'm not saying they're going to change the whole Constitution, but they're getting ready. This is just at the state level. So again, he's a MAGA. He's a Trump supporter. And all these officers that are running for district attorney at the local levels, they support Trump and that's and that kind of thing. So it's a movement. So down here, the white folks are behind Trump, and the black folks that you know, like you and me, they're gonna vote for, you know, when I say like you and me, some of the things that you and I and all of us discuss, they're gonna vote for Biden, you know, whether it's for the lesser of two evils or just because they're a Democrat, you know, that kind of thing. But go ahead.
Machinda, did any of them watch the State of the Union, or did you get any feedback if any people watched them?
I talked to some family members and maybe a couple of friends that have that took a look at the State of the Union, saw some of it, checked it out. You know, because I basically made a few phone calls to a couple of folks. I watched it, you know, as far as go ahead.
No, what did you think about it?
Well, from a political standpoint, I mean, I'm looking at it like a Laker game, you know. And don't get me wrong, it has more implications than a Laker game, but I'm saying is I'm looking at it and you know, Biden has always gotten the you know, a bad rap as it relates to he's too old. He's senile and so forth. So his handlers, you know, they got with him, and you know, he was you know, he did a had a delivered a fiery you know speech. You know, it was very political. Usually at a State of a Union address, it's not really it's political, but it's not that political. You know, you're pretty much, you know, talking about the State of the Union, but it was more like a campaign speech. It was more like a full court press on Donald Trump, and he didn't hold back any punches. So, you know, I give him, you know, I think he did very well if you're looking at it from a political standpoint. You know, I grew up around all that. I grew up around politics. I grew up watching conventions. I've been to conventions personally when I was a kid, Democratic conventions on buses, going to the big conventions and different things. So, you know, just looking at it from that perspective, I think, you know, he kind of dispelled some of the things that people thought. He spoke pretty clear for the most part. You know, they say he got a stuttering problem already, so he, you know, he might have shifted a little bit, but overall, he did well politically, you know. But I'll be honest though, if you know, things I'm reading about Trump, you know, he's more interested in having control. You know, he's a power freak, you know, and you know, I think that the white people, this is their last call to, you know, because now I will say this, the white folks that I know that I talk to, they talk that stuff about how things ain't like they used to be, and you know, and this and that, you know. So when it ain't like it used to be, you want to make America great again. So they telling you that, you know, things are different, you know, ain't nothing for the working man. And, you know, he means the white man. That's the one guy that some policeman that, you know, that was talking, you know, he was paying for his kids' education on my campus. He had to pay out of pocket, and a lot of folks get grants, free money, but he makes too much money. And he had two sons that he's paying for. So he's hollering and screaming about it, nothing for the working man. And, you know, just kind of, you know, people talking riddles and codes and things like that. But at the end of the day, they're very conscious and very aware of who they're supporting. And I believe that a lot of them, if not most of them, are ignorant, and they don't really realize that the things that other folks will face, they're gonna be implicated. They're gonna be affected by it as well. You know, the poor white trash, as they call it. I don't like to use that language per se, because that came from the white folks. You know, they label it poor white trash, the poor whites that are in poverty, you know, that are struggling. They just is redneck, and they support Trump, and Trump policy don't even support their position, but they would rather, you know, like I say, lose themselves and see you lose as well before, you know, they go with somebody else, you know, that kind of thing. It's terrible. So I think that it's just a lot of confusion. I think that you know, that again, you know, depending on your position in life, you know, I mean, some of the Trump policies that he's gonna put in place, if you're doing well for yourself, you know, you might get some tax breaks and all of that. But most people in America that look like you and me aren't doing well. They're not in the middle class. They're not in the upper class. They're not in that. And so they're going to be affected. A lot of poor whites are going to be affected proportionally, you know. So it's the okey doke. And again, like, will Biden do much better when he get in there? Does he have a negative effect on you know, what's going on? You know, talk about the welfare systems and all of that. I believe that whatever systems they got in place, no matter what we're addicted to or used to, I think if they pull the plug on these things, it's going to cause chaos in society. It's not going to just all of a sudden people are going to go to work or try to find a job. It's going to have a ripple effect in society. So I think that it's got to be a gradual fix on what's going on. But again, we've been talking about this forever. You know, it's always two sides. And so anyway, I don't have any answers. I can just tell you the feedback that I'm getting. And it's like, really, people are disinterested, and the ones that are interested, they don't really show their hand. You know, that's just my opinion.
But the majority of the black people you talk to are sticking with the Democratic Party.
Well, I believe so. That's a belief that I have. And a lot of them don't discuss it either per se. But I mean, as far as you know, people like to keep their vote to themselves. You know, I've noticed that about out here. You know, I mean, they have, you know, the ones that get out and support, and you know, but it's a low voter turnout. So what I'm saying is, it's more disinterested people. I think the brainwashing has worked to keep you at home. Don't vote. You know, you can't make a difference. You know, this, that, and the third. So it's like,
Absolutely.
people in their own world, and they have their own interests. They don't really care about the election. They care about being affected by the fallout from these guys, but they don't care about, you know, they don't care about the sto you know, the storm. They care about the aftermath, you know, after everything's been tore up, you know, the tornado done hit. Now they crying about, we don't have no water to drink, no food to eat, and all these other things, and they should have prepared a long time ago.
Even though there's a word out that, you know, Biden was running a campaign about democracy at threat, is, you know, on the verge if you vote for Trump, and that's not motivating people. Mashinda.
No. Again, people aren't politically conscious. That's what I'm saying. People aren't watching the 6 o'clock news. They're not watching ABC. ABC News, CNN, Fox, and paying attention to, or triangulating information off the internet and looking at the various resources that they have in terms of Democracy Now, any of the platforms that you have out there. These folks are on YouTube, they're on Facebook, they're on Instagram, they're on TikTok, and they're looking at silliness. They're looking at entertainment. People are entertaining themselves. People are not politically conscious. And I mean, I'm talking about especially people that are like 30 and under. They're lost and turned out.
Yeah, social media high. I know social media
Yeah.
high. They
Yeah,
get
they load it.
Hey, Brother Joe, you there? Brother Hembrick, you there? All right, Rasha Key. Hey, did you watch the debate? I mean the State of the Union? You on mute.
I fell asleep, Rob. What I was hearing from them, well, from Biden, is things that I think that they want us to hear. It's sort of like propaganda, if you ask me. Like, I'll give you an example of what I'm talking about. When they got to Israel and Palestine, he said that they're hiding, Hamas is hiding amongst the people, and this is why they're, having a lot of casualties. He didn't say it exactly like that, but that's what he was saying. And when I listen to this, it's propaganda, it's deception, and I mean, probably everything he said could be put under a microscope and studied to see how truthful it is. And I looked at a contradiction that was going on. You're aiding, you're giving Israel bombs. You're giving Israel money. And then you want to send humanitarian aid? That's just a contradiction. We're gonna feed you and do some things for you, but we're going to also provide the ammunition to kill you. And then the food that they're sending, it might be laced or something. You never know with these people. I'm just, it was, I was disinterested because it seemed like the same program, be it Trump or be it Biden. And if you ask me, I wouldn't vote for either one of them, not ever. So, I'm a little different when it comes to this type of strategic. Well, we're going to vote for, or this type of strategy. We're going to vote for Biden because if Trump get in, this is going to happen. That's going to happen. And I can't dwell in that mental space with these people. Because they all about the same thing. Power, control, deception, all of that. I'm
But
appalled.
who provides the best conditions for you to continue the struggle or continue your programs? I mean, is it under
Well, I don't see
Biden?
what the difference was between Trump and Biden on the surface.
You
Both
don't
their
think?
presidencies wasn't healthy for us or the world.
Well, okay, so you're saying that the appointment of Kasia Brown as a Supreme Court Justice, the appointment of running Kamala Harris as a vice president, and the work that he's done for the HBCUs, giving student loans relief, from Biden's standpoint, is better than Trump, or worse, or is it the same?
Well, I haven't studied that deeply to see, but Kamala Harris, what is her agenda? She's hooked up with the guy that's might be a part of the Zionist. The other sister, Are these people, do they have the agenda of getting black people or minorities things that they really need? Or they just gone along to get along? And then
Well,
to
most,
is it showcasing?
yeah, it probably is, but
Yeah, so
the point is that, when you say that there's no difference between Biden and Trump from the standpoint of their ineptness in policies or them both being white racists, what is it? What is the? I mean, you don't see Trump. You see Trump policies the same as Biden?
no, I don't see them the same as Biden's, but one is overt and the other's covert.
Were they the
So
same?
Trump's gonna he gonna tell you almost straight up what he's gonna do, but Biden's gonna hide it.
But
And Biden is aiding and abetting Israel, the American policy,
yeah.
foreign policy.
Okay, but let's take Israel and Gaza off the table for right now. Are there any other similarities in their policies?
Rob, I'm not studying it that deeply. I'm sort of surface. You can, I would say you could probably decipher way better than me because you've been in that position of political positions where you can look at and analyze it better than I. I'm learning different things by listening to the commentary. Brother Mashinda do a great job. You do a great job because you're politically inclined because you've been in that arena. I'm looking at just the total, the outcomes that's constantly happening. I'm more on the front line in education
But
institution.
so you don't think Biden's saying that the Palestinians need their own state, and he's calling for east a ceasefire, even if it's 6 months or short term, as different from Trump?
Well, what the position, the NATO's position, NATO position, you have NATO's position, which is an opposition of those lands over there that you have, like Russia, you have Palestine, whoever, China. I don't think it matters that Biden is saying that, we want this ceasefire, because I just mentioned earlier that if you want a ceasefire, but you're still saying that they have to they can defend themselves, and you're still aiding and abetting what they're doing. So it's like
I agree with
it doesn't make sense.
you. I
So
mean,
how could I?
I agree with you 100%
Yeah.
that Biden could do more, take a harder line position, but it's an election year and they need them Jews' money. And second, the Jews have a stranglehold on this country for, I mean, not the Jew, some Jewish people have the stranglehold with regards to politics, with regards to economic, with regards to mass media and things of this nature. See, you have to see why people don't do things too, and weigh that also. But at the same time, that's no excuse for aiding and abetting genocide, as you say. Israel is America. They're not helping Israel. They are Israel. I mean, they set up the state. Ralph Bunche is the one that got a Nobel Peace Prize for signing the declaration to form the Zionist state of Israel over there, and it, you and that was a black man that they used and gave him a Nobel Peace Prize for. The other thing is that Israel is a military force From the standpoint of being armed by America and supported by America. It's a welfare state. America gives them over $50 billion a year just to operate. So that's more than just supporting a foreign country. It's like that's their country. They don't want to say it's theirs, but it is. So the policy of bombing them people is the same what America did to Iraq, what it did to other countries that they are supporting. From that standpoint, they've always been a war. War creates jobs, create economy for this country. They give Israel money for weapons and Ukraine money for weapons. And who do they buy the weapons from? American companies. And so, they always had proxy wars, as long as they don't have to put their troops on the ground and things of this nature. But at the same time, most people don't really go, as you say, that deep and see the parallel. But like you're saying, I mean, I can't, I mean, I can't be in opposition, but most people vote for conditions from that standpoint of they vote for a condition versus the personality and versus the policy. In other words, what conditions can black people operate under? Better under Trump or better under Biden? And when I say operate, be able to go in opposition to oppression, push for reparations, push for voting rights, push for economic equity, diversity, inclusion, and all of that stuff. Is it better under Biden or is it better under Trump? And sometimes you have to bite your. In politics, there's no permanent enemies and no permanent friends. There's no morality to politics. You run for office, you hope the other person get caught in something so you can win. There's no ethics, there's no values in the Euro-American politics. But from the standpoint of our ability to continue our struggles and operate, where you have the white wing talking about burning books, limiting women's rights, limiting gay rights, limiting and talking about cutting Social Security and welfare and giving taxes to the rich. And then at the same time, you have under the Democrat investigations of police abuse. They're holding up the George Floyd thing, the Republicans, the George Floyd laws and things of this nature. I'm just looking at conditions, not personalities or not similarities. I'm looking at conditions that black people can operate under. It's like what Mashinda was saying, that they're so oppressive in Louisiana that they're stripping away policies that the Democrats are putting in and implementing MAGA policies. And that would limit the condition for which you can thrive in. If you have a dictatorship or a person trying to build a dictatorship, which we have never experienced personally. But if you have that, if it's similar to Russia or similar to other countries that have dictatorship, that they can jail you for just anything, or they can factor you out for speaking your mind. They can say, we don't even want no shows on YouTube or on the internet that discussing race or race issues, like they're talking about. They don't want people talking race that would shame people and make people feel bad. But go ahead, respond to
Well, Ra,
that.
I hate to get to the point where Brother Doctor is starting to come into play, but sometimes people need some shock treatment to do better than what they're doing.
You don't think Trump's a shock treatment?
when you are pacified to the point where it's detrimental to you, it's like you, when you have some type of benefits, but the benefits is to your detriment. What's the difference than a bunch of people that's lost and crazy, or a bunch of people that have to bond together to survive? The immoral morality that persists in all of this in a Biden type of situation, and then you have a Trump type of situation where it's really overt. It's like, I don't think one is worse than the other. I think both of them is terrible, to be honest with you. So
As individuals, yes, but I'm talking about conditions to operate and function. Like what you're doing right now, on our platform, educating people and trying to get them to be involved, trying to get their consciousness raised about the system and how the system functions and things of this nature. And but a dictator come in and say, we can't have this no more.
I mean, and then that means that we got to find another way to communicate that may be better than this, because with all of the filth that we compete against, we're not in competition, but all of the filth that's on the internet outweighs, it's probably like, shutting something down may be better than it being up. It's just seriously filth. I can't speak too much about, the people that want to be, non, well, I want to say this so I won't be too offensive, non-heterosexual, or it's just, we're living in a time where, you go back and forth. You get a Donald Trump, you get these other Republicans, a George Bush, then you get the Bidens and all of that. I understand what you're saying about the conditions, Professor Roth, but both are not healthy in any kind of way. That's just my position. This is why I do what I'm doing. All of this needs to change. The MAGA people and the Biden people, both of them needs to be dismantled. The train of thought, the power structure, hungry, all of that needs to be changed. So
To what, though? To what?
to something that's more humane, that's collaborative in thought process, for people to get along, for people to be live a more healthy life, to another way, because the way that's current is not a healthy way either way. It's unhealthy on Republicans and Democrats, both unhealthy
Yeah, well, yeah,
for the
Malcolm
world.
said that years ago. They're both dogs. One's a
Yeah,
wolf, one's a fox.
and it's the truth.
Well, and they're both canine.
So what's the difference? All need to change. And this is why I would have to go with a libertarian, a Green Party. The people that's going in the direction of, okay, let me just say this, Ron. I'm gonna be quiet because I'm not, I don't think I'm
No,
not.
you're doing a good job, brother. You're speaking from your heart.
Well, I'm speaking from what my analysis too. So now I'm just gonna say this. We're living, but we're gonna die. And the mindset of the people that's in power is we're gonna kill to put in what we want. So anybody got the frame of mind that I have to kill in order to maintain what I have, I have to have a NATO against this. I don't, I, you know, I'm not into that. I'm into let people live, like you said, people just want to live their lives, live out the rest of their days. That's my mind frame, my
No,
thought
but
process.
that don't mean there's not danger out there. I mean,
Oh,
you got to
it's
have a.
danger, but
I'm pretty sure you protect your home.
I have no choice.
Yeah, that's right, and that's the way the system works also, because you got countries out there that would take you over. You see, you have to understand. Not you don't have to understand, but there's a belief that if you don't have a strong you have a strong military, not only for the purposes of stealing and taking, but also to prevent people from stealing and taking from you, or changing your lifestyle, or change or being a threat to you. This is why the race for nuclear weapons, the race to go to space, is all about militarism. And if you don't have that, other countries, or other countries that are building their strength, will come in and take you over.
So now, when it comes to Africans, right? Or black people all over the world. What are we supposed to do? We supposed to hook up and then build our defense and then, I mean, it's if it's nature, it's nature. But when do the mental capacity take over in people, period?
What
To
the
be,
people are different.
yeah, I'm saying, but when do it take over? It's like we can commune. You and I could commune with Brother Mashenda, Brother Hembrick, and our agenda is not to take over each other and dismantle each other. When is there going to be a? Is there going to be a day, or
That is the struggle. That's the struggle. And that's why I say conditions. Whereas you can make that type of a movement toward change and toward implementing an agenda that you just said, but you have to struggle for it. I mean, like you said, both are evil. So you're struggling against both of them, but at the same time, which one gives you the best conditions so you can continue your struggle? Or who would suppress your struggle and make it even worse? And that's the dilemma that voting is in. That's what creates the apathy that Mashenda was talking about, a sense of hopelessness, because no matter who you put in, they all are just terrible. But who really provides the conditions that will allow you to flourish in your struggle, from that standpoint, to do the things that you're talking about, to bring forth a more humane society? It takes a long struggle against this opposition. It took hundreds of years for us to get out of the Holocaust of enslavement. It took hundreds of years for Japan to bounce back from the bombing of the nuclear weapon.
Well,
You it's a struggle. I mean, what you saying? If everything was like, it's like what some black people would say, I'm glad I'm black, and I'm proud to be black, even under these conditions, and I don't want to be nothing else. And then there are other black people say, I wish I was white, so I wouldn't suffer,
see. All of that's, I mean,
Yeah.
my thought process is different, because when it comes to race, I have a half white grandson, so, and then in this society you say, well, the grandson is considered black. That's a consideration. That's considered black. But it's all
A classification.
it's all a classification, and it's strategic, and it's like it really doesn't make sense. It's a classification of strategic political power or whatever you want to call it. But it doesn't make sense because when it goes down, when things go down, what do people do when they're of different mixtures of races? Then you got to start jumping on sides. It's
No,
all
but
confusing.
ask me this question. Under Trump, who's saying immigrants are poison in our blood, and Biden saying that you can love whoever you want and you can function without that mentality, who provides the best condition for your grandson to flourish?
Man,
Ha
I can't really say that Trump's condition is going to. I mean, we lasted 4 years with Trump, didn't we? Didn't we
Do
last 4 years with Trump? Aren't we here?
Yeah, but under what conditions, man? I mean, he implemented
I
policies.
can't
He
even say
implemented.
because I'm still in the same position I was when Trump was in and in Biden. I'm in the same position.
You, what do you mean you're in the same position?
Ain't nothing changed. Like Brother Doctor said, haven't happened.
Oh.
I'm still.
Was there opposition to change? Who was fighting for change that you could deal with and that you liked? And who was stopping the change from coming?
This is what I'm saying. You have people under Biden and them and their policies or whatever, and you talking about giving us the best conditions. People under Biden, people are out of their minds. People are deceived and out of their minds. And they're doing every and any type of thing. Let me give you an example. It's to the point now where police can't really police. You have these street races, or not even street races,
Three takeovers.
these street takeovers where they don't do anything.
You blaming Biden for that?
No, I'm just saying it's just that's under his it's under his
No, that's a local issue, man. That's the mayors and the city police and things in this nation not doing
Man,
anything.
well, we got a long way to go. Being under Trump and Biden. And I understand what you're saying, Professor Rod. You can't get me to say that I'm
I'm not
going.
trying to get you to say anything other than
No,
what you
I'm not down with either one. I just
All
can't
right,
be.
good. Oh,
My
that's
conscience
good.
won't let me be with either one.
You ain't by yourself, man. There's a
You
lot
just
of people
won't.
like that. There's a lot of people like that. Brother Joe, you there?
Yes,
You
sir.
came on for a minute. You
Yeah,
there?
I had to go get me a cup of coffee, listen to all this. I had to take a coffee break, but what's the question? What I had?
The question is, did you watch the State of the Union?
No, I glanced at it for a moment and I saw it was the same old dog and pony show.
Do you think black people should be voting for Trump?
No, but that ain't gonna stop him.
I mean, do you think there's an increase of black support in Trump?
I really can't say. I don't look at it closely like that.
Have you talked to people that say they're going to vote for him?
No, I haven't. Because when people bring it up, I tell them I don't suffer from the illusion of inclusion. That's my position all the time. But just some comments that was made earlier. Number one, it didn't take Japan 100 years; only took them 50 years to get back on their feet. And as far as Israel goes, United States needs that military presence there so they can watch that part of the world. That's what that whole thing, that's why they give them all that they give them. Plus, the people, the powers that be, the Zionists that really running the show, because neither Biden nor Trump is running a damn thing but their mouth. The powers that be are making those decisions and make it so they have to go by it. They ain't, even when Obama was in there, you know, and people are the illusion that the president makes all these decisions, and I don't believe that's true. And as far as NATO, Rashiki, you know, NATO is those European countries, not Russia and those other folks. But anyway, I voted in the primary, almost slipped it. I was talking to a brother in Virginia today, and he talked to a cat that was down in Georgia. And for their primary voting polls, he had this guy he knew had to go to about six or seven different places before he found some place that he could vote. So, you know, if they're doing that on the primary, you can imagine what's going to happen during the general election. They try to stop black people from voting in Georgia, especially because of, you know, what went down the last election. But Biden, he's kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place. He's calling for the ceasefire, but like, you know, Roshki said, he's still giving them weapons and whatnot, asking for a ceasefire. But he know if he came out too strongly against Israel, that means less support for him in this upcoming election. So, but you know, like I say, you know, we're so politically unastute that anything could happen. Hell, I even think some black people would join the Ku Klux Klan if they let them.
Well, they got collaborated, yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know. For me, it's the lesser of two evils. And I think Biden is the least evil. The only thing I like about Biden is when his dog was biting them Secret Service men. I was loving that. You know, I had a German Shepherd myself, so I was tripping off of that. But Biden, I don't know. He seems kind of like a puppet to me, to a degree, which all of them are. Trump too. Trump is really, you know, playing to them Russian oligarchs that he owe all that money to. He ain't fooling nobody. He's looking to make that paper. But this is what amazes me about America and its voters. As many crimes as Trump is facing, I don't see how in the world a person with any kind of sense would keep pushing for him to be, you know, next president of the United States. The man done committed anarchy. He committed
sexual assault.
Sexual assault, but I'm talking about that January the 6th thing.
Insurrection.
Insurrection. And you're supposed to be banned from holding any political. You can't be the president once you do that. But they still pushing him. And I don't see how these fools are gearing up for that. That's one thing I heard about in Virginia. These folks is gearing up for another assault on some governmental building after seeing these fools go to jail from doing it the last time. So, I don't know. They just bending all over for Trump and grabbing the Vaseline and just saying, do me, and wearing a red hat. And I remember the scene off of Mississippi Burning when, what's his name, Gene Hackman was talking about his father was a farmer and this black guy was a farmer. And the black guy's farm was doing so much better. And Hackman's daddy poisoned the man's cows and whatnot. And they was wondering, like, who did that to the man's cows? And Hackman's father said, "Well, if you ain't better than a Negro, who are you better than?" You know what I mean? So they and I was listening to the AI thing about black people being with Trump and all of that. It's ridiculous. And I don't see how black people can support people like what's his name, the rapper? One that was married to the Kardashian girl.
West.
And nigga, and I'm shocked that Jim Brown was even in the same company, you know, doing his time. But you know, for me, it's the lesser of two evils, and I try not to even watch it daily because it's just frustrating to me, and I'd rather not even look at it and focus on things that we can do to help ourselves, you know, with black people everywhere, really.
Well, that's a good point.
You know, that's what we need to focus on, is that, and leave all that other stuff, like just like what's his name? Booker T said at the Atlanta Compromise, economically we can be like a fist, and socially we can be like the fingers spread out on our hand. And I'm sure that's the way they prefer it. That's it on me. That political stuff just frustrates me. I don't even like to listen to it.
Oh, I heard that, but Mashenda, you got your hand up?
Yeah, I was just, you know, commenting, reflecting back, you know, just you know, Brother Rosicky, that I was raising my hand during that time is, you know, predominantly. So I get what he's saying, you know, as far as, you know, hey, you know, if it's kind of like, if it's not, you know, truth is truth, real is real, you know, morals are morals, and you know, so you know, you choose not to partake in any of it, you know, due to the fact that, you know, it's not a game that, you know, should be played by people. But you know, on the other side of the coin, you know, like what you've been talking about, you know, it's a struggle, it's a war, it's a spiritual war, it's a psychological, emotional war. It's all wars on different levels. And the comments about Biden, you know, it's not so much I'm a supporter of Biden, you know, because he's not any of my favorite, he's not a favorite of mine at all, for various reasons. You know, if you look at the history of his voting practices and different things like that, you know, we can talk about Biden all day. However, you know, I just pointed out on a smaller microcosm of what's happening in Louisiana. That's happening on a greater scale. That's part of the bigger agenda, you know. So when they flip the script on these laws, you know, on a national level, if they ever got two-thirds vote in the Senate and the House, you know, black people could be put back into slavery, you know. People sit around and say, "Oh no, that can't happen." You know, well, you know what? That's the level of ignorance that we're dealing with, you know. So that's why I'm involved. That's why I'm having conversations, because you know, it's that real. These white supremacy is on his last leg, you know. If you look at the countdown of any country in the world that's European in particular, they are losing population. It's population control. And that's the bottom line. That's one of the main agendas, is that there's a population control going on. And so therefore, you know, people realize that, hey, you know, our existence, not just our ideology or philosophy or belief system, but our lives are at stake here. And so if we're going to preserve what we have, you know, we need to rewind the clock, set back the clock, It's like just like you just moved your clock forward just past Sunday, and then spring forward, fall back. You're gonna fall, you're gonna fall back. You're gonna rewind that clock, you're gonna put it back. That's what so they want to rewind the clock. They want to do it, they want you to fall back, they want to bring it back. And so I'm conscious to that, because what's happening in Louisiana is going to happen on a bigger scale. You already see what's happening in Florida. You already see that the woman that was running against Trump, she's already, the her supporters, they're going to jump behind Trump, So it's Trump has a problem, and his problem is he has, I'm not a psychiatrist or a psychologist. I mean, we can get Brother Dr. Charles Alexander on here. He's a clinical psychologist. He's a classic example of narcissism. Okay. He's a classic example of a lot of things. Now, does Biden have narcissism? Does he lie? Does he tell stories? Sure. But this guy is emboldened. This guy is dangerous. I'm saying they're all dangerous. Don't get me wrong. But I'm like what Brother Hembrick just said, as far as the lesser of the two evils right now. And I'm gonna be honest, I got a good friend of mine. He supports Trump wholeheartedly. A good dude. I mean, when I say good dude, he's a good dude. He's a brother. He's a down home brother. Like, he lives in California, but he supports Trump because his thing is he believe, kind of like what Rasa Key was talking about. It's like, well, he spells it out on another level about like Biden, by who Biden represents. Like Brother Hembrick said, these guys are puppets. These guys are puppets for a bigger scheme, and they are, And if you understand the Academy of, if you look at the Rothschilds and the Beers, Oppenheimers, and the Rockefellers, and all these powerful families, the Pope and the Queen of England and the King, and all these old families and things like that. These values have been set. This is what America's built on. These folks traveled from those countries to come over here, and the World Bank and the Bank of England and all these other things. So we get into those talks, and so those things are coming to an end. I don't know if in my lifetime or whose lifetime, but my research say that stuff, the party is just, it's getting to be over soon, and soon might not be in my lifetime, but the tide is changing, it's becoming, and so they're fighting for this existence. So look at I'm gonna say this. Look at it like the mafia. You got crime bosses, you got crime families, you got the Genoveses, and you got the Columbos, and you got the whoever, you got the different families. And so that's what it's about. It's about control. And I think it's even deeper than that. I'm just on a smaller scale. I'm just saying that everybody, the things that they're fighting for, most people don't have a clue about what is at stake. The world's resources, gold, oil, silver, diamonds, out of space. What's happening in space? What about, what else is going on? What about the Space Force and all these, out there and all the, why are they doing all of that? So things that we don't even know about. But I'm gonna close by saying that as it relates to what's going on to me, empirically, what's happening right in front of me as it relates to Black people in Louisiana are headed to the penitentiary for a long time for doing whatever they do. The time is about to be stretched out. Now, people might say, well, maybe they shouldn't do it. I was just talking to two brothers today that's in trouble, that I have to go see and talk to, that's trying to get, that's getting into school. And that's a longer story. But the point is, yeah, you shouldn't do it. But most people are ignorant, and they about to get gaffled up. They about to get vacuumed into the system. And that's all I can say. Look up CoreCivic. It used to be called Correctional Corporation of America, private prisons. Look at all of that. That's what those folks believe in. They believe in them, filling their own pockets. And so we're about to become a product called prisoner. And these private prisons are about to make money and so forth. And the other prisons are going to expand. And, you know, people that are teachers and educators or whatever, they're not going to benefit from the policies of Trump because he's going to cut educational funding, you know. But if you're at the end of your career, it don't matter. You're going to get your check. But the people that are coming behind you in these school systems, oh, man, it's like, hey, man, let them fend for themselves. Cut the welfare. Yeah, we don't want nobody on no damn welfare. Hell, we you know, we kings and queens. We don't need to be on no damn welfare. But guess what? Newsflash. We on welfare, a lot of us. So guess what? You can't just pull the plug. You can't pull the plug. That's got to be a gradual process. So I can't go with the guy that's just going to pull plugs. That other fool just about to pull plugs. So it's that grave and that serious. Yeah, it's a lot of similarities in what they do. There they bomb other countries. I'm looking at it on a local level. The hell with what's happening to Israel. You better worry about what's going on in your neighborhood, what's going on in your state. They're going to bomb whoever they're bombing because they got interests. And like Brother Hembrick said, Israel ain't nothing but a base. That's a base. That's a damn base over there, man. If you look at a map, most people don't understand geography. Most people need to look at the map and see where Israel is located. Iraq and Iran is not too far from those places. Africa is not too far. That whole region is powerful. And I'm going to leave it at that. So we ain't going to control them white folks' money like that. We ain't going to control that. But as far as what's happening to you locally, when they shut you down, you ain't got no power at your house. You ain't got no food at your house. Then what you gonna do? You know. So hey, now is Biden gonna keep food on your table or Trump? Trump is sporadic, and he's dangerous. He looks up to Hitler. He looks up to all these czars and all these dictators and all that kind of stuff on paper and in living color. The other fool, he's more covert and incognito. I'm not giving him a pass, but one is more dangerous than the other. So you pick your poison. I'm done.
Go on, listen. I like it when you go off. It's good. Joe, so you have any comment?
Yeah, I just want to say we got to remember during the Bush era, I think 13 military bases of America was shut down in other countries around the world. So they don't have the eyes that they used to have at one time because all those bases got closed. So they don't have as many. That's why Israel is really important right now because they lost about 13 of them during the Bush era.
Interesting. Well, hey, look, this is a good discussion. I'm glad everybody got things off their chest and their perspectives. It was a beautiful presentation. Rasha, who we got coming on tomorrow? And bring us on in.
Okay, we got this brother named Tim Tyson coming. He's going to be talking about retirement. And it should be very interesting. So I'm looking forward to that to see what he has to say. But that's who we got tomorrow. And then on Saturday, we got a special edition show. We have a reggae artist out of Rhode Island. He's a Jamaican, but he's based in Rhode Island right now. And he has, in my opinion, one of the best albums clearly in the last at least 5 years that I've heard roots reggae music, because I'm a roots reggae music fanatic here. But yeah, he's on a special edition show. It's Saturday morning at 8 a.m. So if anybody interested in hanging out there early in the morning, we're going to be live and direct.
So it's going to be on the CNN?
Same thing, the Community Education Network.
Okay.
Let me share the screen so everybody can see it. I'll just share it so everybody can see it. All right. Here we go. Here it is. So Tim Tyson, The Untold Truth About Retirement, that's tomorrow. And then Brother Klata Bumbo, he's a roots reggae artist.
Okay.
You talk about deep thinker, Professor Ra. He's
Yeah.
definitely that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. 8 o'clock Saturday.
8 o'clock Saturday morning,
All
Pacific
right.
time.
Send out a reminder, man, so people forget. But listen, this Saturday, next Tuesday, we have LeGrand Clegg, Esquire LeGrand Clegg, historian and activist, and former chair and founder of CAVE, Coalition Against Black Exploitation. And then we have in the movies and in other things, they were very they're still functioning. And then we have on April 9th, we have Brother Jabal that's coming. And we have Dr. Strong will be on the 26th of this month. So LeGrand is on the 19th. Is that right, Rashiki? And Terry Strong, is that her name?
Yes, Dr. Terry Strong.
And she'll be on our show on the 26th. So
Yes.
we got this calendar going. All right. And then Jabal will be on the 9th of April. All right.
All right, each one teach one in Conscious Corner, and we are taking our pause.
All right, brother. Thanks, everybody. It was a great, great presentation.